thank you for the word of God. We thank you, God, for what you're about to do. We thank you, God, for every heart that's here, that they will get something out of the word today. And God, most of all, I just want them to experience a relationship with you. God, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, we adore you, because no matter what, it's already done. And we thank you, God, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. If you have the word of God, come on, let's shout about it. Glory be to God. Amen. And we ain't no dead church. We alive and well. Hallelujah, because it's already done. Let's open up your Bibles into Deuteronomy, 4th chapter. Amen. Beginning with the 29th verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 29th verse. If you have the red Bible, let's stand up and read what the word of God has to say. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. And the word reads as follows. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Amen. Let's read it again. But if thou thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So, amen. What is the important thing about experiencing God? He gives specific instructions. We just read it. He said what? We have to first of all, what? Seek him. So guess what? If you want to find God, begin to seek him. And then once you started seeking him, the word of God says you will find him. Then he gave another instruction. Hey, there's another instruction in the word of God. When we begin to seek him, we sure enough gonna find him. But it said something else. He said he don't want a half a heart. Amen. Amen. Some of us are missing it because we're trying to serve God with a half heart. God says, oh, no, 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 no. I want it all. I'm a jealous God. So the word of God says you got to seek him with what? All your heart. Then he said, well, I'm so jealous, I just don't want the heart, but I want something else. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I want something else. He said, I want your soul. What does the devil want? Your soul. So guess what? I'd rather give my soul, whoop, glory be to God than to the devil. Are you excited about the word of God? Experiencing God's presence. Whoo, Lord, have mercy. This is not the time. God told me in prayer, he said, this is not the time to turn back on God's presence and the word. Right now, what's going on now? There's a great turning back going on in the world today. They got everything but God on their agenda. Churches by the hundreds don't even have no relationship with God whatsoever. They doing everything else but having a relationship with Jesus. Huh? This is not the time, people, to turn your back on Jesus. It says, God says, what have I done? See, when you intimate with God, he speaks to you. And he told me this week, he said, Melody, what have I done to the people? And I just began to cry. I couldn't even answer God. I said, God, I don't know what you've done to these people to not to have a heart to worship you and to serve you. Because, God, you are a good God. So good. I can't answer that question. Why do people don't want to serve you? Because I know in heaven, God says, I've prepared a mansion for the people. He said, everybody's mansion is personalized to everything they want. I'm getting the houses ready, Melody. I'm getting their houses ready. I'm getting their mansions ready. But yet they turn back. He said they don't even want me no more. He said, that's why I've called you, to tell the people, what have I done? God says, what have I done to the people that they just want to turn back? No relationship with me whatsoever. He said, for in my presence is fullness of joy. He said, on my right hand are pleasures forevermore. He says, God is asking, if you draw near to me, I will draw even nearer to you. My presence will go with you. But God says, I love you so much that I'll never leave you. I would never leave you. God says, I would never forsake you. Even when you're down in the pit, God says, I will go down in the pit, and I don't have to, but I'll go down in the pit after you. Oh, He said, even when you're restless, I will give you sweet sleep. The presence. Experiencing God's presence. As we read Deuteronomy 29. But if from there you would seek, God says, inquire for and require. It's so necessary. It's a necessity to seek after him. The Lord your God, seek him with your heart, with your mind, and with your soul. Your soul is your life. This is a life-changing experience. This is the only relationship that you will ever have that it will change your life forever when you experience the presence of God. Let's go to Psalms 21. Psalms 21. The presence of the Lord. Experiencing the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at 21 and verse 6. Ooh. In verse 6, it says, For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. Psalms 21:6 says, for you make him to be blessed in the blessings forever. You make him exceedingly glad with joy of your presence. See, it's no way in the world when you are in the presence of God that you will ever be saved. It ain't no way. No sadness when you're in the presence of God. That's why we should shout for joy in his presence. Something should give you a hallelujah praise when you experience that the anointing. Your spirit man should just cry out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Something good is about to happen. Oh, Jesus, something good is about to happen when you have a true encounter with Jesus. It's a reality when we get into experiencing great worship of praise with God. God says, I just want all of you. Just begin to just stand. He said, I just want all of you. And then he says, mind, heart, soul, God can't help but to bless you and to heal you and to deliver you when you in the true experience. I've known people when it's worship that arms grow, limbs, everything. When people are truly worshiping God, ears pop open. They be like, God, I can heal. What happened? Because the anointing is in the room and God begins to breathe on the people. Worship is very important. God loves worship. And he loves when you begin to pray in your heavenly language. Things will begin to happen. Because you're doing God's language. You're connecting with him in the spirit, breaking the yokes, helping somebody else. Because we had an experience when I went to here, Israel, and I was sharing this with Rachel last night. I showed her on the website when he went to Asia, and I said, Rachel, he's worshiping God in Asia, and everything that he sung was in English, and those people stood up for hours worshiping God, praising God, praying in their language and praying in the heavenly language, but they could understand every spoken word that Israel was singing, because under the anointing, they begin to cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship your God. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the people were just crying. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. It's already done, God. It's already done, God. It's already done, God. We worship you, Lord God. It's already done. Whoo, Jesus. Whoo, Jesus. The presence. The presence. The presence of the Lord. Whoo. When you experience the presence. And when I was worshiping with Israel, with Rachel, I said, Rachel, see, when you've been in the presence of God, leaders, they know. They know when there's a true worshiper. And I said, Rachel,
When I was in that church, and I'm talking about hundreds of people, they were sitting in there just looking at the man saying, no worship. And the God told me, Mel, as long as Israel is singing, you worship God. And I stood and I lifted my hands and I praised God. One time I opened up my eyes. I was the only one standing. And Israel took that guitar and he played that guitar. And that choir kept focusing on my presence. That man sung the whole time. His eyes was fixated on my eyes. And I just kept looking at him. And I kept saying, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I did not sit down on Israel until he said, it's time for them to give an offering. And when I sat down, I told Pastor, I looked at my feet. My feet were so big, but I said, I don't care. God told me, bring some slippers, and I put my slippers on. I put my slippers on, and when he got up and hit that guitar again, I was right back up, praising God. And he sang, I'm a friend of God. And then I said, yes, I'm a friend of God too. Glory be to God. And we praise God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. You call me friend. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, when you experience, there's nothing like the presence. I was so drunk when I left that place. Because until you've been in the presence, true worship, you can't just come out of it. Woo! You just can't come out of it. I told my sister, I said, Sister Katie, I've been in the presence. She said, yep. She said, well, I know you're going to be singing all week. I said, I sure enough will. Because, see, it don't leave you just like talking about it. When I went to bed, I was still jumping in my sleep. Rock said, my God, you kept tossing and turning because I was still worshiping God. See, true experience just lasts in your spirit. Oh, glory be to God. True worship. Whew. Nothing like his presence. Nothing like his presence. The presence of the Lord brings extreme pleasures. The fullness of joy. A joy that is almost impossible to describe. I can't even put it in words. See, I'm gonna have to come out my clothes. Because the fire is all on me. See, when God uses you, a fire come on you. I can't describe it. But it I'd be soaking wet. But I have to come out some clothes now. Oh, Jesus. Can't find words. I remember I was even sharing with Rachel. I said, Rachel, last night, I said, when I was growing up, my nickname was Strange. All my relatives would say, she is just a little strange. I said, okay. And as of the day, they say I'm still strange. Okay? But see, when you have had an encounter with the Holy Ghost, the word says you're just a peculiar person. they don't have no words to describe you. So I was sharing with Rachel. I said, Rachel, I remember in a church service, it's a revival. And I said, Rachel, I said, the anointing hit me. And I said, I'm going to not do nothing. I'm going to cross my legs. And I said, Lord, don't let it happen, Lord. So I crossed my legs and sit down on that pew. And I was like the second row. I remember Diggins on one side, and I'm in the middle. Okay, Lord, not tonight, Lord. And I don't know what happened, but when I woke up, I said, Rachel, I was under the pew. And my daddy said, how in God's earth did she get under that pew? Underneath all the chairs, I was just prostrate underneath the benches. I don't know how I got there. So Rachel, she began to laugh. She said, well, Lord, you know. So my brother would just said, well, it hit her tonight. So he would laugh. So I went to the bedroom. You know, I used to feel bad. I don't know why God keep using me that way. And then one time we were singing, and we had this director. He said, I don't know what to do with you and Todd. He said, y'all just sing too loud. You drown out everybody. I said, we just get excited about singing. And I was a strong alto. Could never hit the soprano note. But I had that baritone and alto voice. So he keeps switching us back to front, back to front. Well, I believe that day they gave me a lead song. And I said, oh, Lord. So he said, sing, Melody. Ooh. And I didn't want to sing. I took that microphone. Ooh. Sing, Melody, sing. I said, oh, Lord. So I started singing the song, and the anointing hit me. I told Rachel when I came to, Todd said he caught the shoe flew in the air and said the shoe went from the front row to the back row. And I said, Todd said, Lord, hey, the shoe, this her shoe. But see, you don't know how God's going to use you. See, and you can't be ashamed about how God's going to use you, because he might roll you. And you say, oh, God, I got my pretty dress on. I don't want to get down on the floor. But you just don't know how God will begin to use you. So don't be ashamed about how God will use you. Amen. Experiencing the presence of the Lord, it will bring you fullness of joy. It says they can't describe you. My name was strange, just a little different. I don't fit in everybody's box, but I know I fit in God's box. Amen. That's all that matters. That's why we should shout for joy in his presence. We begin to just really worship God with all of our heart, our mind, our soul. You will experience God every time. True worship experience. When you come out, you will never ever be the same. You say, something happened to me today. I can't describe it, but something happened. I've been touched by the hand of God. Woo, Lord. I've been touched by the hand of God. Woo, we praise about that's praise. God says, even I pick my songs. I can't praise him on everything. But when I go to work in the morning, I got certain songs that I listen to. I start out with one group of music. By the time I come home with another group of music, and then I start with another group of music. And then God said, nope, switch it, go back. Yes. And I told Rachel when I got up, we are so much alike, it's frightening, but But I told Rachel, she got up Friday. I think we were talking about last night, Friday. I said, Rachel, I went down to write in my journal and have my quiet time with the Lord. That morning, I said, the birds were so loud. Now, this is 5:15 in the morning. I said, God, they beat me praising God. I said, my God. And Rachel said she got a group of doves. Same bird. She said, birds fly to her, look at her, birds. And then she said, what are the birds going to do? They fly to her, look at her, and because they know the anointing. They know there's a spirit with even animals. Even the animals know true worshipers. I tell you. So I just think, praise God. Whew, Lord have mercy. I love to worship. I don't care what people say. I love to worship. Even with the new lady that I work with, thank God for my help. But all of a sudden, my God, why do you make that noise? I said, it just comes out in my spirit. I said, then I said, sometimes it come on me. Melody. I said, okay. But I try to suppress it, but it still come out. Because I'm a worshiper. I got to give God the glory. And then she don't want to hear me hum. I said, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. She said, what in the world? Glory. You told me not to hum, so I got to say it another way. Shari. Then she said, what was that? Oriented. Then I go on back to work. It got to come out some way. I can't contain it. Sure. What you say? Glory be to God. You just don't shout. Shut your mouth up on God. He tell you to say something. Woo, glory. Then she said, okay. All right, okay. But they'll get it. They'll get it. Lord knows my boss got it. She be going to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, she real loud. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. This is how she go to the hall. Praise you. Thank you. Ooh, thank you. She got it. But you can't be quiet. If it's in you, it's going to come and out you. Yeah. Glory be to God. Let's look at Psalms 140. Nothing like his presence. Experiencing the presence of the Lord. Woo. Whew. Psalms 140 and 13 says, surely the uncompromising righteous shall give thanks to your name. What does it say? We are uncompromising. Because the righteousness is already in us. And it says, we will not what? We won't do what they tell us to do. But we're going to give thanks to his name. The upright shall dwell in your presence before your very face. See, God wants some face-to-face time with you. He likes face-to-face time. God says, all I want is a little bit of the time. You will never find true happiness. See, some of us are looking for happiness in the wrong places. So God says, you will never find true happiness in a woman, in a man, or even money. He said, you ain't gonna find it in sex either, because eventually that gonna wear out. And then you know if you really, really love the woman. When that sex run out, you're going to find out, well, do I really, really love the woman? Amen. So you have to stay. Amen? Amen. All right. Do I need to say anything more? You have to say. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Sometimes I just got to make it plain. All right now. Because some of us are looking for it in the wrong places. Before everybody go down the aisle, what should they have first? A relationship with Jesus. Because when you can't get it, will you still be happy? Might be a little X-rated today, but they gonna get it. So the key into a happy marriage is not about the sex, but it's about your relationship with Jesus. That's gonna sign, seal, and deliver your marriage. Have a relationship with Jesus. All right. Nothing like his presence. See, all that other stuff will run out. Even the money gonna run out. But Jesus said, guess what? I'm always gonna be there for you. I mean, when you have Jesus in a relationship, I mean, your marriage is gonna last. It's signed, sealed, and it will deliver. The seal is on your marriage. It will last. Amen. All right. When you have true worship experience with the Lord, he will uphold you because of your integrity. See, Lord is looking for people that's full of integrity. You will be allowed a permanent access pass to his presence. I don't care who's singing. When there's true worship, I got an access pass to go right to him and stand in his face because I'm a worshiper. So I will have an encounter every time because I know how to go right there and stand in his face. And he just breathed on me, and I just melt. Sometimes you'll see I might be on the floor. That means I done been in his presence. And I'm going, I might roll on that floor. You just pick me on up and sit me in the chair. Because I've been in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's look at Psalms 41 and 12. Anybody getting anything out of the word today? Psalms 41 and 12. Experiencing God's presence. And verse 12, it says, and as for me, thou upholdest me in my what? Integrity. And setteth me before what? Thy face for how long? See, you get to be in God's face forever. Forever is a long time, means forever. I don't want to be in nobody else's face but God. As for me, you have upheld me in my integrity and set me in your presence forever. When you get in his presence, trusting believers who live in fellowship with God will find help and guidance through the good favor of the Lord's presence. Favor. See, you can have a lot of money, but you can lose it. But when you have the blessing on your life and favor, favor will come to you when you don't have to have the money. And you get free access. And it says, access granted, that's me. Hey, and you get whatever you want, access granted. That's when you have the favor, the blessings of the God be on you. I was telling Rachel about what I'm seeking. I said, Rachel? He said, what? She said, boy, we was having a heart-to-heart talk last night. I love it. I said, my next thing is I'm believing God for my new vehicle. But guess what? I ain't gonna pay for it. That's what I'm believing for. I'm believing God that it's gonna come right in my driveway and somebody gonna hand the keys to me. Mama Mel, you've been faithful. There's your new ride right there. Access granted. Glory be to God. Now that's my faith level. That's what I'm believing for. Amen. Favor. Favor ain't always fair, but that's how I'm believing for my vehicle. Because I told Rachel I can't stay in a payment. If somebody give me a check, I take the check and I go sit here. It's still paid in full. Amen. Hallelujah. A trusting believer can sense God's intimate presence in the shouts of rejoicing and the cries unto the Lord. A true believer knows when God hears their cries. Believer must have a thankful heart. And Lord knows, whatever people do for me, the first thing, I say, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. Thank you. Some of us don't even have a grateful heart. But God says those that are thankful, the blessings can't help but to come to you. It just keep on coming and keep on coming and keep on coming. The blessing of the Lord. Be grateful. Be thankful. And bless his holy name. Psalm 63. Experiencing the presence of the Lord. This song truly, truly blessed me. Psalm 63 says, oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My inner self thirsts for you. Some of us are thirsting on the wrong things. But the word of God says, oh, I just thirst for you. My flesh longs and is faint for you. Sometimes under the anointing, you're so caught up, you just faint, drop down to the floor. Oh, glory to God. Being in the presence of God. And it says, in a dry and weary land where no water is, God says, I will provide the water for you. Whew. Oh, nothing like being in his presence. Oh, Lord have mercy. I will provide even the water for you. I thirst for you, Lord Jesus. Nothing like your presence. Your presence is so great. Then the next verse say, so I have looked upon you in the what? Sanctuary to see your power and your glory. See, in the church, everybody should be experiencing the power and the glory of the Lord. That's true worship. It ain't time to look pretty. It's a time to taste and see that the Lord is good. Shoot, what you come to church for? Who you ain't trying to impress? You better taste and see and trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's going to help you through the week. Nothing like your glory, Lord. The next verse says, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips. What are your lips made for? Not made for gossip. Hey, my lips. Whoa, glory be to God. Get off the Facebook, the whatever book, and the I don't know all them terms, but get off it. If you ain't praising God, my lips are made to worship you, to praise you. Snapchat, whatever them things is. Whew. That's what your lips are made for. True worshipers. Ah, glory be to God. Lip chap that. Face chap that. Instagram that. My lips are made to worship you. Whose glory be to God. Ah. Shoot. Next verse says, so will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name every time you hear the name. Something about the name. There is something about the name. The name of Jesus. Your hands should automatically praise the name of the Lord. The name of Jesus. Something about his name. Sometimes you might, well, my hands are always moving. Watch me sometime. My body always moves. My hands, they don't stay still because they were made to worship God. True worship. Your body was made not to do the whatever is out there. It was made to worship God. God says, I'm not a dead church. Your body was made to worship God. Dance before the Lord. David danced so much he danced out of his clothes. Shoot. What you talking about? I didn't see a shoe come off up in here. Come on, we got to know how to praise the name of God. Your bodies were made to worship. Hallelujah. My whole being shall be satisfied as with the marrow of fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with what? Joyful lips. Joyful lips. Nothing negative should be coming out of your lips. Nothing but praise. I got the blessing of the Lord. That's what you should say. When the bank account look low, I got the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Speak to that account. It will become full. The word works. Come on. We're word church. Come on. I should see fruit. I should be seeing evidence. 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 You should be blessed and highly favored. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing want. We should not be wanting anything. The lips were made to worship. You got it. Whatever the desire, you got it. Speak it. Write a declaration. Write the plan. Write the vision. Watch it come forth. I was telling Rachel about my testimony. I told her we had a powerful talk. I was telling her how last year at this time, see, I'm a giver. I just believe in God. I bless everybody. Just everybody. I just be, pastors don't even know how much money I give away. I just be giving it. Yeah, I just be secretly putting money in people's hands and take care of everybody on my job. Just buy stuff, put it in the grocery bill. He don't even know it. I be buying stuff. He be blessing the people too. I just bless. So God had to speak to me. He said, Mel. I said, what, Lord? I think this was around, I was telling Rachel, around December he spoke to me. He said, Mel, you taking everybody, taking care of everybody else, but you got to have something too. And I said, what, Lord, what you trying to say? So he showed me, he said, you got $43 in your savings account. What kind of savings account is that? I said, oh, Lord, I'm just trying to help the people. He said, Mel, I'm going to give you a plan. I said, okay, Lord, I'm listening. So he gave me a plan. But I ain't never stopped giving. I started giving even more. This was December. I told Rachel last night, I said, that $43 looking good now. It ain't 43 no more. It's thousands. Because you got to have a heart. You got to have a heart. My heart is for people. God knows your heart. But when God tell you to do something, you better do it. God knows our kids don't want for nothing. And they still grown. But Melody checkbook is ever ready. Still blessing. But that's my heart. On my job, they don't want for nothing. Lord, they be eating this people. I be buying stuff. Everybody say, Mama Mel, if you want anything, go to Mama Mel's office. She got stuff everywhere. And I do. I have chips, crackers, coffee, tea, water, everything. But they know where the blessing is. They know where the blessing is. The storehouse. I got a storehouse. Take care of everybody. See, God says when you have a storehouse, guess your house ain't going to be lacking nothing. Hey, and that's true. God knows our home ain't lacking nothing because I keep somebody else's storehouse built up. That's what it's all about. Whew. It says, when I remember you upon my bed, I meditate on you in the night watch. Just getting, I go to bed with a big smile on my face. And before I go to sleep, I say, Lord knows, I thank you. I just want to thank you, God, for this day. They laugh at me because I go to bed by 8:30. I do. Ain't no lie. I try to hang. 8:39, I'm gone. I said, if you were to sit at my desk just one day, you would say, my God, how does Mama Mel do this 5 days a week? My daughter knows. My name is called all day long. They don't call Mrs. Henderson. It's my name. I said, I'm not the principal. Ms. Davis, can you just please help me today? Please.
And, you know, because of my heart, I go down there. But I'm going to tell you, I have a unique job. But it's a mental and physical strain every day. But I know I'm there for a reason. But he even told me the season is up. Glory be to God. So I got another year there. But I'm going to make the best out of it. Because children need to see true worship, but they need to see true love. Ain't nothing fake about Mama Mel. I got a heart for children and a heart for people. And I love what I do. And that's why God is blessing me. Because I was sharing also with Rachel about, see, people don't realize. You didn't happen to be here because, you know, I lost my first child. So God has a seed in heaven. That seed was placed in your mother's womb. Every seed from heaven has a purpose. Don't take for granted that you were just born, just to be born. Some of us was born out of wedlock. Some of us were born in marriage. Some of us was born by rape. But you have a purpose. Every seed that came out of heaven has a purpose. And I was sharing with Rachel. Well, why some people leave? Quit. Some people don't live their full term of life. I said, Rachel, my God is so loving that he warns everybody. Do you think God sent that seed, you down here for nothing? It's up to you to do what you're supposed to be doing. It's up to you to say, God, what is my purpose? What is my assignment? It starts when you're little. I knew in my middle school year what my purpose was in middle school. I knew I was going to be different. I could care less if people like me or not. I won't caught up. My main purpose, God, do you love me, Lord Jesus? I just want to do what you have called me to do, Lord. But the seed, I was sharing with Rachel about one of our friends, how his last accident, he ended up in a river. He said, as of this day, he don't know how he got out of that car in the river. Car gone on down in the river. He stood up on the bank and said, I don't have a scratch, a broken bone, or nothing. But guess what? Somebody was praying for him. Somebody was praying. His wife and Pastor Rock is a constant intercessor for this man. See, somebody's praying for you. Somebody is praying for you. But it's up to you whether your time is limited. Because he's going to send warnings. He's going to send the warnings now. Will you heed to the warning? So you either can extend your life or cut your life off. Because all of us came from heaven with a what? A purpose and assignment. It's up to you to fulfill your purpose and your assignment. Amen? Experiencing the presence. It says, for you have been my help, God, and in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. Because he covered you. The angels cover you with their wings, always protecting you. And if you listen, you can hear the flap of the wings. You listen hard enough, you can hear. Whew. I told Rachel, sometimes I could just feel this brush of wind go by. Whew. I said, oh, Lord. They on assignment. Oh, you feel the presence of the Lord if you want it bad enough.
You hear his voice, and it's alive in, but I can't hear no God. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. It's because you don't want to hear. Because we want to do our own thing. Do my thing. Do what you want to do. But let me tell you, it don't work. You cannot do what you want to do because you have an assignment. You've been called. You've been chosen. There's a seal on you. Last verse. My whole being follows hard after you and clings closely to you. Your right hand upholds me. Amen. Lord, I thirst after you. Amen. Your presence is heaven to me. Experiencing God's presence. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.